If you're like most households with smartphones, tablets, laptops, cameras, etc., 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 your drawers are probably full of USB cables used to charge and sync all your gadgets. Well, get ready to replace them, because the next generation is coming. It's just been standardised, and to take us through this change and the headaches it will bring, I spoke with our technology editor, Peter Marks.
Hello, Fran.
Is this just a ploy by the consumer technology industry to make us pay for all of these cables again?
You might think that, but
I did think that.
The current standard, USB, which stands for Universal Serial Bus, that became a standard in the mid-1990s, which is an awfully long time ago in technology terms. Seven companies, IBM, Intel, Microsoft, and a couple of others who no longer exist, created the spec in 1994. Now, it defines the cables and the connectors. Now, the connector that we all know is the Type A. That's that little rectangular brick sort of connector. And they also have a protocol where you can connect these devices together in a tree structure with hubs and spokes coming out from the hubs. Before USB, I mean, we forget what a mess it was. We used to have all sorts of terrible cables. We had clunky serial plugs with...
Had those ones with all those pins?
Yeah, big giant.
They
were DB9. Oh, that was terrible. DB25 or DB9. They were very strong. There were also the old keyboard connectors or serial connectors, which had tiny little pins that would bend over sometimes. So it was a real mess. So USB was a big step forward. It's very versatile. It allows the connection of lots of different kinds of devices, not just serial devices, but keyboards and mice and storage devices like disk drives and USB keys. Now, the Type A connector, that's that rectangular one, and there's the Type B, which was the square one at the other end, were really well made. They were very solid and they've stood the test of time.
So why do we need to change them?
Well, look, if you look now, the Type A connector is giant compared to the size of devices we're trying to plug into, like our little phones and tablets are now very thin. So what's been happening in the last, say, 5 years is that we've ended up with a proliferation of tiny little connectors, micro USB connectors, and there's about five different kinds. So you might have one in your camera, one that looks the same in your phone but is not quite the same, and when you try to plug the wrong one into a socket, you can actually damage it. They also don't survive problems which were never foreseen in the 1990s, like pocket fluff being inside your socket in the phone, things like that. So what's happened is we've got a proliferation of different sockets. And the other thing that's happened recently is that Apple brought out the Lightning connector, which is a different kind of connector but does carry USB, which very cleverly can be plugged in either way. And that's the other big problem with the old connectors is if you're reaching around the back of your computer trying to plug it in, invariably you plug it in the wrong way first. So the new connectors will be able to be plugged in either way. The cable will be able to be connected either end, so it's fully reversible.
That means it'll be the little size, the sort of size some people might have the latest iPhone 5, that sort of size.
Yeah, so it's about the size of the micro USBs we have now. Interestingly, it's actually a female on the end of the plug. So it actually has a hole in it, and in the socket on the side of your machine, there's a little male prong within that socket that pokes out. So a good thing there is that you won't be able to confuse it with the Lightning connector. You won't be able to plug it into it.
But what does that mean for all the machines that I've got in my house that fit the old USB cord?
Well,
does that mean they're not going to work anymore?
Well, happily what's happening is there's going to be a passive adapter, which will mean that we'll be able to adapt the old plugs to plug into the new sockets. What I think is going to happen, though, is that over a period of time, laptop makers, computer makers will have both kinds of socket on their devices, so there'll be a transition period. Another great benefit
of this... God, you can see those passive adapters flying out the door. I'm going to get shares
now,
I think.
It's like the Apple Power Brick things, which are the most overpackaged devices you can buy from Apple. Another thing that we've ended up using USB for is charging things. Now, in the early days, there was the provision to have a little bit of 5-volt power on them. But of course, now we charge everything with USB plugs. All of our phones and even tablets require quite a lot of charging. And of course, USB was never designed for that much current. Apple's kind of pushed the specs a little bit there to make iPads charge. This new standard will actually be able to charge at up to 100 watts. So you'll in fact be able to charge large devices like laptops or power devices like screens just from this single USB connection.
And what about the USB dongle things that we use to record on? They're gone too?
Yes. Well, I think there'll be a new range of devices. So I guess where we might have had, you know, USB key storage devices or things like audio recorders that currently have the Type A connectors on them, new ones will come out there and you'll probably want to upgrade to them in time.
So you say this is going to happen. This will be the new universal adapter. There's no ifs or buts about this. It will take off.
Well, look,
and what's the timeline?
Well, major manufacturers, Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, Intel and a collection of chip makers are all in favour of this new standard. I think it remains to be seen. It's going to be out early next year. It'll start appearing in devices. And of course, you know, the fact that a new standard comes along does not necessarily mean that consumers will see the benefit of it. It's possible that the PC makers who always want to charge to save money in their manufacturing may make poor versions of the spec. The other thing, of course, is that we are heading towards a future where we have no connectors at all. All of our devices are wireless connected, so they can do syncing. We don't need to plug things like phones into computers anymore to sync them. And of course, the other thing that's perhaps going to be standardized is wireless charging. As we get into the wearable world, we don't want to be plugging our watch into a USB connector every night. So with, you know, wireless charging and wireless syncing on the horizon, it's possible this will be the last connector we'll need before connectors go away altogether.
Could it be true? And I think we need to get the UN involved in this, such as the kind of the revamp ahead.
Well, the EU is in fact involved. The EU, of course, has mandated that phones should all have the same standard micro USB connector on them, and hopefully they'll jump on board with this new one as well.
Peter Marks, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
That's Peter Marks, our technology editor. He's also an app developer and a regular guest on RN's Download This Show.